The Walt Disney Company has rejected a takeover bid from cable television giant Comcast Corporation. A merger would have created the world's largest media company. Disney's board yesterday called the bid too low, but said it would consider higher offers. NPR's Kim Masters has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much was the bid, and is Comcast likely to make a higher bid?
Well, the bid changed. It started out being worth about $56 billion, and then Disney's shares went up and Comcast went down. So by the time we closed business on Friday, it had slipped to about $48 billion. So at that price, I don't think anybody thought this was going to be a go. And of course, now the big question is whether Comcast will somehow make that a little sweeter.
Will other bidders emerge?
You know, so far we haven't seen it. It's hard to figure out who that would be. There's a possibility that someone could team up with Comcast to help them sweeten their bid. And there's a possibility that somebody else could emerge. People are watching Microsoft. But this isn't the 80s. It's not that kind of environment. It's hard to see who would take it on.
Now, in a statement, Disney's board expressed support for Michael Eisner. Are his troubles with the company over, then?
I wouldn't say they're over. I'd say that the fight has begun. I think that he's surrounded by a lot of hostility from the former dissidents, and from there's the Steve Jobs of Pixar who has left. There's Roy Disney and Stanley Gold out there. So I'd say that the board is under a great deal of pressure to consider any offer seriously and to look as though they are not beholden to Michael Eisner, despite the early statement of support.
How would Comcast benefit from buying Disney?
Well, Comcast is the number one cable operator in the U.S., and what they're hoping to do is take a lot of Disney properties and use that to, you know, supply their cable channels and come up with those elusive synergies that these big media companies have been chasing for a long time now, with unfortunately not very much success. So they see a lot of possibilities. They have a veteran there who had been there at Disney for 12 years, and Steve Burke. They think that he can run certain parts of Disney better than Disney is currently operating them, like ABC and animation, different areas of Disney where they say they see weakness.
And why would Disney want to get itself folded inside Comcast?
Well, they don't, and I don't know that it's a question whether shareholders see that as being in their interest. I think there's a certain irrationality about Disney. It's a unique company. It's kind of like Mom and Apple Pie, and those mouse ears are part of everybody's sort of collective unconscious at this point. So I think there's a sort of desire to see Disney stay independent up to a point. Especially there's a degree of post-traumatic stress after AOL Time Warner turned out so badly and the Vivendi Universal deal was such a debacle. I think everybody's a little bit scared about these big combinations. So I think there's some forces at work that might help Disney to stay independent, but probably the current management might have to change.
NPR's Kim Masters.